Hello and welcome again to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. In the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we will cover an entire movie. My name is Tim, and with me as always is Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is Anaconda. It is a 1997 adventure horror film starring Jennifer Lopez, Ice Cube, and John Voight. Michael, give us your hot take.
I mean, this is not my cup of tea. I am so tired of these animal predator movies where the animals behave unrealistically, the people behave unrealistically, and it just doesn't come together as a single unified piece. It didn't really work for me, but what about you, Tim?
Oh, it didn't work for me either. I mean, this movie is memorable, I'll give it that. But it's memorable in all the wrong ways. Performances are bad, the setup is bad, the premise is bad. It just never comes together as a piece of filmmaking. It's not even entertaining enough to be a good, bad movie.
So, Tim, for folks who haven't had an opportunity to see this film, tell them about it.
Well, when a documentary crew's journey up the Amazon River turns deadly because of a giant anaconda begins hunting them, the crew's loyalties are tested when a strange snake hunter, played by John Voight, enters their midst. Michael, you said this wasn't your cup of tea. Give us a few reasons why.
I'm tired of these animal predator movies where the animals don't behave logically. I mean, this documentary crew is sailing up the river, miles and miles, and this anaconda is hunting them along the way because they're so tasty? It just doesn't make any sense. Also, there's a lot of complaining in this movie, too. I think it's worth pointing that out. Most of the dialogue in this movie is the crew complaining about being in the Amazon. Like, what did they sign up for? They're shooting a documentary in the Amazon, yet that doesn't stop everybody from complaining. Tim, what were your concerns?
It's so poorly made, so poorly written, so poorly executed. There's just not much to recommend here. The effects are bad. None of it is convincing. The movie never comes together and forms a cohesive piece. It's not scary. It's not particularly funny. The adventure doesn't thrill. There's just nothing really here that works for me. Really unfortunate film. Was there anything you enjoyed about the movie?
There's a final fight scene with the anaconda that I found somewhat engaging. I mean, you have to acknowledge the scene where, spoiler alert, John Voight, after being eaten by the snake, is puked up by the snake, winks at the other actors, and it's never acknowledged again. It was certainly memorable in all the wrong ways, but memorable nonetheless. I don't know, Tim, what worked for you here?
John Voight's performance in this movie is so bizarre. So wild, so over the top, so out of left field that you kind of have to watch the movie just to see what the hell he is doing here. He is speaking with an accent that no one in history has ever spoken with, and it's kind of fun to watch it in that way, but really not much else to recommend. Michael, under what circumstances would you recommend this movie?
Oh, I mean, it's a tough sell. I mean, it's memorable in the sense that if you watch this with people, you'll talk about it afterwards. Not in a good way, but it's certainly memorable because of some of the craziness that happens on screen. But if that's the strongest words I can offer, certainly not high praise. But what about you, Tim?
Yeah, there's not much for me to recommend. There's one good scene in which a guy is trying to escape the anaconda by climbing a waterfall, and he jumps off of the waterfall. And the effects work, the shot works, the sequence works. I got a little bit of a thrill out of it. But apart from that scene, not much. You can check that out on YouTube and skip 2 hours. Thank you guys for joining us here on Cup of Tea Reviews. We appreciate you listening. Please join us again next time.